Thank you, Rhea. Congratulations on 10 years. We're from the Public Service Commission. Just for those that don't know, we're the folks that regulate the utilities, the electric utilities, natural gas, water, telecommunications. But the more fun part of the job is being able to also accomplish some policy objectives. And I just want to describe a little bit of what has happened and some visions that Audrey has to move forward with this. As Ashok mentioned, in 2003, we launched our renewable portfolio standard, and it was designed to go to encourage renewables in two different ways, what we call the central tier, the main tier solicitation. Those are the big projects that you see out there, wind, hydro, biogas, solar, the central station, they sell right into the grid. If any of you have been over in western New York, Wyoming County, incredible wind farms there that coexist with the dairy farms of the area, been highly successful. We see them up in the Tug Hill Plateau north of here. We see them up in the North Country. So they've been very successful. We also had what we call the behind-the-meter tier. These are the solar systems at Ashok's house that we're seeing more and more. When you drive down the highway, you're seeing solar at businesses and homes. We have spent, or authorized to spend, nearly $3 billion with a B dollars on renewable resources in New York since 2003. Why? Because it's really good for us in a lot of different ways. Just it bears saying one more time, renewables are not finite like fossil fuels. They have no emissions. They stimulate jobs, local economy. They decrease our dependence on fuels from outside of the state. And we used to talk about foreign fuels, but now anybody that looked at their energy bills this winter saw what happened to natural gas prices during the cold spell. We're dependent upon things that come into the state that are out of our control many times in the pricing, and we need to move forward with that. So we have developed nearly 2,000 megawatts of renewable resources in New York State. That's kind of a just obscure number without a context. To give you a bit of a context, the hottest day of the year, New Yorkers use about 35,000 megawatts of power. So we're up to 2,000 in terms of new renewables. We were lucky. We began with about 5,000 megawatts of hydropower from the Niagara and St. Lawrence projects. So New York was blessed with some larger renewables from that we've taken advantage of for many years, and we're trying to add to that. But it was a good starting point. We've gone a long way, but we've just heard two great presentations that there are probably some better ways of moving forward, and we need to really examine hard. But we've got before us a nicer to petition to strengthen our New York Sun initiative. This is our large solar initiative. They're looking to calls for approximately $1 billion more to accelerate the growth of the solar industry. With new megawatt blocks, regional megawatt blocks, and some new innovative approaches on how to finance some of these projects that we're excited about. Haven't decided yet, so I can't go any further than that. We need to take a look at a state focus on modernizing the energy infrastructure, maturing clean energy markets. We've begun the implementation of a green bank in 2013, and again, I'll let John build upon some of these things that we're doing, but it's moving forward. We need to take a review of the whole renewable portfolio standard program. And it goes beyond just developing the renewables and how you finance renewables. It's the infrastructure in New York State that needs to be looked at. We have had a chronic transmission problem in New York State since Robert Moses developed the hydro projects up north and out west. 50% of the load in New York State, that's the demand for electricity in New York State, is in Westchester County, New York City, Long Island. Most of our cheaper resources are upstate, Niagara Falls, St. Lawrence, the wind farms that we're talking about. Even the nuclear plants are all north of New York City. So there's this constant requirement to move power from the north and the west to the south and the east. And there's a finite number of transmission lines, and so therefore there's congestion in the system. If you want to add these new central station renewable resources in the north and the west, they aren't going to be able to get to where the demand is unless you encourage the increasing the capability of the transmission lines, which we're working on right now. We commenced a proceeding to expedite the upgrading of the transmission system. Other things we're working on in terms of modernizing the system is beginning to look at microgrids. There's Governor Cuomo established a New York Prize program to establish at least 10 microgrids. Microgrids basically are grids that can be isolated from the major system out there. In New York City during Superstorm Sandy, while Manhattan was very dark, NYU showed up in lower Manhattan, never lost power. They had their own system, they disconnected to the system, and they kept up. Same thing happened in Princeton in New Jersey. It's a model to take a look at. How can we make our system more resilient by using microgrids? And a key portion of the microgrids can be the increased use of renewable resources. We need to move energy efficiency and demand response from what I would call from peripheral to fundamental. In other words, it's not just here's a nice thing to do, here's a couple solar installations, here's a couple of energy efficiency programs, but that we maintain our system as we always did. In the future, that has to be the way we improve. What I describe the system that we have as a hub and spoke system, if you think about it. There's power plants, huge transmission lines, transmission stations, substations, distribution system, and you move power from way over there to way over here in terms of meeting your electricity needs. And traditionally, if you increase the need for power, you just build more big power plants, more transmission lines, more distribution lines, and that's the way you met the increasing demand. What I think we need to do is move into, especially in the world of a digitalized economy, we need to expand the use of renewables and demand response as the fundamental way of meeting system needs and growth. But we want to try to do a variety of things to move us into the 21st century. And I'm round enough, I keep on saying that, move us into the 21st century, but you realize we're 14% through the 21st century at this point. So it's really time to move to the 21st century. We need to empower customers. We still have meters that look exactly like they did in 1957, that you can do very little with in controlling your own destiny. You have very little information on a household basis to make wise and efficient decisions. We need to develop more sustainable markets that encourage private investments. Are there new ways of getting money into these projects? We need to increase system-wide efficiency. I mentioned demand management technologies. We can do whole conferences on energy storage. Electricity is a product that is used pretty much instantaneously to this day. And storage offers incredible potential for economies of scale. We need to reward beneficial technologies. We need to reward resiliency. And we will be launching a proceeding in the near future that really takes a fundamental look at the utility business, the utility model, the regulatory model, and to see if there's ways that we can change that to, once again, maybe before we get 20% of the way through the 21st century, finally get into the 21st century. So with that, I'll be welcome for the questions later on from Kit and the gang, and thank you very much.